Why trust the parts pros at Advance Auto? Because if there's one thing they know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Nestor. How can I help you?
Lately, when I go to accelerate, my car doesn't have the oomph it used to.
Well, you could try using a fuel system cleaner. That might help.
Is that part of a tune-up?
People like to use it when they do a tune-up.
And what all does a tune-up involve?
Spark plugs, air filter, fuel filter.
Wow, you really know everything. I'm going on a second date tonight. Would you go flowers or chocolates?
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts.
This is the USA Emergency Broadcast Network, your source for reliable disaster preparedness information.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of this station, its management, sponsors, or other hosts. If you have any comments or suggestions about this program, please contact us at radio@usaebn.org. That's radio@usaebn.org.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Has Nibiru returned? If so, how safe is your location? In partnership with ZetaTalk.com and ThePoleShiftNing.com, USAEBN will present what this means for your location. Tune in the first Monday of each month for the Situational Preparedness Broadcast. Sinkholes, mountain building, and tidal waves and deluge. What does this mean for you?
This program is brought to you by NebShip Shop. NebShip Shop is your online source for survival supplies and information. Operating in Madison, Wisconsin, NebShip has been supplying only the serious of preparedness enthusiasts worldwide since 2011. We feature high-quality, American-made products from High Water Filters, Firebox, Gear to Survive, NOAA Radios, and LifeStraw. Find us online at shop.NebuchadnezzarShipWorks.com or just do a Google search, NebShip Shop. We ship immediately and proudly serve service members overseas as well as international shipping. We ship to APOs and FPOs. Nebuchadnezzar Shipworks is a proud partner of this show and USA Emergency Broadcasting Network. And remember, there's a difference between knowing the path and walking the path.
Check us out online, nebshipshop.com, N-E-B-S-H-I-P, shop.com. We're also on Facebook and the Twitter. Yeah, check us out there too, at nebshipshop.
Hi, this is Tony Slate, CEO of Slate Agency Advertising.com. The agency is currently an advertising agency. Slate Agency Advertising provides a variety of ways to help you grow your talent or project through video, radio, interviews, reviews, and social media. Connect with the Slate Agency Network by going to slateagencyadvertising.com. Bye-bye for now.
This theater has been equipped with multiple emergency exits. They should be clearly illuminated at all times. In the unlikely event of a fire, please make your way through these exits in a calm and orderly fashion. Thank you. Did you know that urine is sterile? You can drink it. I don't know where they're going.
This is a non-smoking theater, so please, no smoking. For the enjoyment of others, please refrain from conversation during the feature presentation. At this time, please turn off all cell phones and pagers. And remember, no one has the right to touch you in your bathing suit area.
Today, you hit the snooze bar. You checked your email. You checked your fantasy football team. You rejected an insulting trade offer. You ate your lunch. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a 175-mile-per-hour hurricane blows through your city, leaving it in a state of ruin. You never know.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to be. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Check, 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 check. Check, check, check. Level one. One level. Level
it's
one.
It's a central tendency in government to plan for the normal. And disasters aren't normal. They're going to be overwhelmed. They're not going to be ready for it.
People are going to die. And there isn't a whole lot we're going to be able to do about it. They're saying that we're 9 meals away from anarchy.
Welcome to Gear to Survive Radio here on USA, the Emergency Broadcasting Network. We are here usually on Wednesdays live, and you can also catch us on Spreaker. We have our own Spreaker channel over there, USA EBN. Otherwise, it's Gear, the number 2, and Survive, just like the name of this show. And you can find us online as well, Facebook machine, G2SKnives.com. And we're usually joined by Mark. Mark, who is the proprietor and owner of the Gear to Survive franchise. Are you guys franchised? No, you're just one owner, right?
For
Gear to Survive, Mark? Is that you?
Private, pathetically little shop.
Really? I thought you were going multinational by now.
I got a lot of international customers.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you. How did you survive Snowmageddon? Is that what you guys got down there? It was pretty bad, wasn't it? I mean, for you guys, it's, like, pretty bad. For Wisconsin, it's, like,
Tuesday.
It wasn't
too bad. Where I was at, it was okay. It was a little rough. Some people thought it was the end of the world and were panicking and dying.
They were dying? Really? They just panicked and died?
You know, they were just freaking out, buying everything they can. I never understood the cereal milk crap, you know? Go get cereal, you know, milk and bread. I mean, really? Nobody eats the crap at home during the week, and then when it gets snow's coming, they all run by milk and bread.
Yeah, and eggs too, right?
Yeah, I know, because if you look at America, when you leave in the morning, everybody's lined up in drive-thrus. So there ain't nobody at home eating milk and bread. What the hell?
Well, maybe that's like when the power goes out and nothing's running, they can just have like a French toast party. Like make French toast, you know, the eggs and the milk and the bread. And I don't know what you're going to cook on because the power's out, but hey, you know, that's why we're here to help them with that. Don't do that, folks. If you're planning on the power going out and you're not being able to get to the store, it's probably a good idea to buy the stuff that's a little bit less perishable than, say, you know, eggs or milk. Bread will last
no,
about a week,
no, the retailers want you to come in and buy all the red meats you can and spoiling-type products. So that way when the power goes out, you lose it all and throw it away. And then when the power comes on, you come shopping again. So they double-dip on you.
Oh, they double-dip. It's a big conspiracy. I see. I bet you Walmart's in on it too, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They love storms.
Walmart actually has a survival section. Have you ever checked that out at Wally World? I know
you
don't shop there, but
we're going against Walmart. Me and Jerry built our own survival kit tonight. It's on our
website.
What's
going on with that?
It comes with the Chloroflock water purification from the U.S. Army. You get 30 tablets for 8 gallons. You get a 3.2 by 3/16 fire steel. You get a P-38 how big is
it? What's a P-38? The airplane?
50 by 80 poncho, OD green. The whole kit is $30 shipped.
What's a P-38? Is that an airplane?
The can opener.
Oh, I know that. P-38's like a middle.
Yeah, it's a good little setup for $30, man.
All of it's surplus or what?
What's that? No, it's not surplus. We uploaded it on Facebook. Take a look at it.
Oh, really?
It's on the website, too, g2sknives.com under survival gear.
Survival gear, g2sknives.com.
Yeah.
Excellent. So you guys just put that together tonight, or was that a plan?
I put it together during the week, and tonight was the night that it all came in, so I had to put it together. You there?
Well, yeah, I'm just looking for a sweet photo of that. Ooh. Yeah, well, G2S Budget Survival Kit, it says.
Yeah, man.
As a small company, we do everything we can to provide you with the highest quality customer service and support here at Gear to Survive Shop. Did you know that? Oh, you probably wrote that.
Yeah, we did.
That's pretty cool.
That's
it says
our
U.S. Army on the front.
Yeah.
U.S. Army. Cool.
That's our website.
That's your dog.
Wait
right there. What's your dog's name again? Cuddles?
Harley. My mother-in-law's dog is Cuddles.
Oh, okay. Harley. What does that weigh? But throw that on the scale. Let's see what we got there.
On what?
The budget survival kit. Yeah. What's
that kit don't weigh but it only weigh about a quarter of a pound. Maybe half a pound with that poncho. I couldn't tell you. I don't have a scale.
Just wondering. A lot of people are very concerned about when they're packing their bag that they don't, you know, a lot of stuff weighs a lot of, you know, when I'm carrying my 20,000 rounds of ammo, I'm concerned about 6 or 7 ounces of survival kit, you know, because that's more ammo I can carry.
Yeah. I mean, you can throw people are, but most of your people are watching are wader hikers and kayakers and things. Hey, speaking pretty soon,
what?
I possibly have my own G2S watercraft. We're going on the water to make videos.
Well, when you say watercraft, it seems like some sort of spy thing. What are you talking about? Like a canoe?
We're gonna have a watercraft. I'm gonna go. Listen, I'm gonna be in a 14-foot canoe.
Okay.
And I'm gonna have my jungle hat on, my Australian bush hat, my spear, and my, you know. I'm going to be dressed like Jim on Lost Kingdom.
Or Apocalypse Now going up the river.
Heck yeah. That's the plan. Soon, I might be bringing home the canoe this weekend on my Jeep Patriot.
I was wondering why you called it a watercraft instead of a canoe. Is that one you want to sound smart or like military or something?
That's right.
It's a canoe.
I'm having it's our survival watercraft. It comes with oars.
Oars, right? Seats.
Yeah, yeah.
A bench.
Seats, yeah.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Couple of eye hooks on the end, or you can lash some things to it if you need to, like some dead animals that you've slayed up
attack.
The river.
We are gonna be wide open attacking. It's gonna be great. Yeah, self-propulsion unit.
Yeah, it's off-grid just by design.
And it's
totally
OD green.
Renewable. Is it?
OD green, buddy.
You want a Modus on the front?
No. I'm gonna, it's going to...
50 cal off the
snow. Weight. Budgetable with weight, and we have blow dart guns that we bought in the Indian Mountains.
For stealth, mostly.
Yep.
Well, you guys are all set down there. Well, watch out for you southern boys. I don't know. You start calling canoes watercraft and freak out the locals. It's a canoe, but still.
Hey, you know what I watched today on YouTube because I was bored at work?
I have no idea. What did you watch? Little skills to survive?
I showed one of the guys at work a thing called... The movie called Southern Comfort.
Okay. I don't... Is that John Candy? No.
No, that was a movie a long time ago, but Powers Booth and some other guys where they went down to a National Guardsman.
Older than that.
Yeah. Yeah, you remember that?
It's kind of like that Red Dawn sort of thing where the South shall rise again, but it's an opposing, you know.
Well, they went down and they were National Guardsmen for 48 hours. They were training in the swamp, and they wound up shooting blanks and stuff at the Cajuns, and Cajuns fired back with muskets and rifles, shotguns and stuff. You don't remember that movie, 1983?
I'm looking it up right now. Not since Deliverance has there been a Southern movie so good, it says. A squad of National Guards on an isolated weekend exercise in Louisiana swamp must fight for their lives when they anger local Cajuns by stealing their canoes. Oh, no! It's going down in Georgia, too. Is that what you're going to do? Without live ammunition in a strange country, their experience begins to mirror the Vietnam experience.
Southern you know what?
1981. Wow.
Oh, 81. Listen, I've seen the movie, and had those National Guardsmen at my G2S budget survival kits, they would have lasted longer.
I agree. I mean, totally. But this is a movie, though. So.
Hollywood does not lie.
Keith Carradine, Powers Booth, Fred Ward. Fred Ward was in that?
Isn't that Beaver's dad?
No. Get out of here.
That wasn't Ward? Ward Cleaver?
Your token African-American gentleman, T.K. Carter, plays Cribs.
What was his name?
He's not Cajun.
He was on Welcome Back, Carter. Right?
Yeah. Fred Ward is actor, right? ER, Last Ride,
no,
Funky Monkey, Coast to Coast, Georgetown.
He began his film career in 1979 alongside Clint Eastwood in Escape from Alcatraz. I remember that. He was Joe Dirt's dad.
That's it.
He was. That's Fred Ward. Joe Dirt's dad.
You're crazy.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that, but I'm just looking at his filmography to see if Joe Dirt is on there. He's in a miniseries with Dice Clay called Dice.
Yes. He was also in the movie Tremors. Remember they were shooting at the things? He was in Tremors.
Yep.
He would run with, what was that boy's name? Okay, he played in Escape from Alcatraz, Southern Comfort, The Right Stuff, Remo Williams, Miami Blues, Tremors, Henry and June, The Player, Shortcuts, Big Business, Naked Gun 33 and a Third. Oh, my God. The Final Insult, Tremors 2, Apple Talks, Chain Reaction, Road Trip, Management. Yep.
What? That's amazing.
America's wounded warriors are coming home. After serving on foreign shores, these brave men and women are returning to their families and communities. Many have wounds you can see, and many have wounds you can't see, like post-traumatic stress disorder. Now that these warriors are back home, they are ready to enter the civilian workforce. To help, Wounded Warrior Project has developed the Warriors to Work program, a career counseling service that helps warriors translate their military experience to the civilian workplace. These extraordinary men and women bring proven world-class job skills and a unique perspective on teamwork to the job. And to ensure the right warrior finds the right job, Wounded Warrior Project works with employers to find just the right match. When you hire a wounded warrior, you hire an intelligent, talented, and committed new employee. Contact Wounded Warrior Project at findwwp.org. Welcome home the brave.
This is the USA Emergency Broadcast Network, your source for reliable disaster preparedness information.
This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Power outages and flooding can cause electrical hazards. Never touch a downed power line or anything in contact with one. If a power line falls on your car, remain inside unless the car catches fire or authorities tell you to get out. Do not touch a person who has been electrocuted without making sure the person is no longer in contact with the electrical source. To learn more, call the CDC at 800-CDC-INFO.
We're back here on Gear to Survive. You can find us anytime you'd like any of our podcasts, we have multiple venues you can check out our myriad of different preparedness programs. We've got a financial preparedness program that we're doing, as well as Gear to Survive, Zeta Report, Situational Preparedness, Common Sense for the 21st Century, Patriot Pub, and Constitution Corner are some of the ones you can pick from. You can look us up on Spreaker. If you have the Spreaker app, you know what I'm talking about. If not, it's Spreaker.com. Just look up Gear, the number 2, and Survive, Gear to Survive. Otherwise, the rest of those shows I talked about, Zeta Report, as well as others, are under our network tag on Spreaker. So you can look up USA EBN, or you can look up USA Emergency Broadcasting Network. And we're on all the time on our main site, usaebn.org. Readiness for your community, USA EBN. We're back here on Gear to Survive Radio. I want to welcome back to the show Mark, who is also our resident filmographer. We were going through the multiple film credits of Fred Ward, Southern Comfort with Powers Booth and Keith Carradine. Yes, 1981, about a squad of National Guardsmen who has, get their paths crossed in a Louisiana Cajun swamp in a canoe. So if you're going to bug out, be sure to check out G2SKnives.com for your latest in bug out materials. We have fire starters. We've got knives, of course. It's Gear to Survive Knife Shop, if you remember the old tag for that.
He was also in Sweet Home Alabama as the dad.
Sweet Home Alabama. Okay. Still talking about Fred Ward. Actually, one of the main characters of G2SKnives.com is Fred Ward of Southern Comfort fame, as well as Naked Gun 33 and a third made a cameo, and Joe Dirt's dad in Joe Dirt.
That guy was hilarious when he came out there. He was all excited when he came out of that trailer underneath the nuclear warhead facility or whatever it was, the old shutdown plant. Fred Ward.
Fred Ward,
what a
yeah.
guy.
While you're online looking for the Fred Ward fan site, you can check out nebshipshop.com. That's N-E-B-S-H-I-P shop.com, another one of our sponsors of this show. It's on the Facebook as well, Neb Ship Shop. G2S Knives, Neb Ship Shop, sponsors of this show. So we've got we've got 7 or 8 days to go before the whole world implodes in Washington, D.C. So I want to make sure that everybody's got their, what to do in case, something happens. I'm not saying anything's going to happen. I don't think anything's going to happen for inauguration of this president. There shouldn't be. There usually isn't a problem with that. That's what makes our country great. But if you see something, say something. It doesn't have to be in Washington. It could be anywhere in the United States. If something looks out of place and doesn't look right to you, whatever situation you're in, because you're using your situational awareness, getting your head on a swivel in large crowds. If you see something that looks out of place, take a mental note of that. And if it bothers you too much, talk to a police officer, a guards person, or whatever, security guard, manager, wherever you're at. It could be something weird. I'm not saying anything's going to happen, but it goes off in too much. Mark, most people got their face in their phone because they're eye zombies, They don't know what to do. They're all zombied out on their phone. They're not looking around, but those of us who are aware are, have good situational awareness. We're looking around our periphery. If you see something, say something. Or in Mark's situation, jump in the canoe, get the 50 cal, or you guys are going to use blow darts. Jump in the canoe, go up river a little bit, check it out. Go do some deep jungle recon in the Georgia forest or something. Is that what you guys do down there?
Yeah. And it's a jungle out here.
Yeah,
hey, listen,
between the streets.
Hey, what's that girl's name that got knocked out in 34 seconds? Ronda Rousey?
Yeah.
We're so tough, we could beat Ronda Rousey.
Probably at this point. I don't think she's fighting anymore. I think she's going to quit now. You're talking about the last fight where she tried to get her title back? Against the Brazilian lady? Oh, boy.
Yeah. Here's a Facebook ad that shows the two Italian guys laughing in the bar, and it says, shout out to all the people who paid $60 for a 34-second fight that I've watched for free on Facebook.
Right. That's where I saw it on Facebook a couple of days later, of course. But you guys are old enough to remember.
I saw it on YouTube.
Yeah, but remember the Tyson fights? Like, people were, like, all excited about watching Tyson, and it would be, like, 15 seconds or 30 seconds or 60 seconds.
Yeah, but Tyson was entertaining. He bit the dude's ear off and stuff. I mean, he made it real.
He made it real.
Come on, dude. That was like some cannibalism fighting. That was fun. I mean,
no holds barred.
Think about that. When Tyson bit Holyfield's ear off, since then, has there anything been like that ever, besides something like Ozzy Osbourne biting the bat's head off?
No, I guess not. I mean, it seems no.
I mean, remember that? He bit his ear off. He did not bite his ear and make it bleed. He bit a chunk out.
Right.
Mike the Animal Tyson. Mike, what's a good name at the time? Hannibal Lecter Tyson.
What? That's one fight. But I was referring to the fact that people paid like $50 back in the day to watch a Tyson fight, which would last like 38 seconds as well. And then they keep doing it over and over. But anyway, Ronda Rousey is Illuminati, so she can rot in whatever grave she lands in. That's fine.
I'll fight her.
Yeah, I bet you will. You could get your butt kicked, man.
I'll do it for free.
Yeah, you better. You better have to check your insurance beforehand, too, because...
I'm gonna fight her. I'm calling her out right now to radio station. I will put her in the square of my hometown, Winder, Georgia, in the street match, no ring, street match. First one down goes.
Barefoot or not? Barefoot, right? Both of you.
Well, I got diabetes. The doctor told me to wear shoes. I gotta wear water shoes or something. Yeah, I have to wear something.
So you really think you're up to this? You might want to check with the doc before you weigh in or anything for this power match.
I'm wearing my Spartan bathing suit shorts.
Okay, good. So you're all set.
And my blue water
you can do this
shoes.
On the concrete then?
Yes, on the concrete, my blue water shoes.
Oh, my.
2017,
okay, so,
Rousey versus Lacrimosa, Streets of Winder, brawl match.
And this is not for a belt or anything. This is just for pride.
Pride. I'm not getting paid unless people want to make donations.
Okay. Rousey versus Lacrimosa.
I'm going to round out right now. I'm going to say, listen. Listen, girl.
Yeah.
You might want
listen,
to dial 911. Before you get out in the street, you might want to dial 911 and tell them you've been injured.
Yeah. It might take them that long to get here. You know, you don't want to miss anything because I'm going to knock you out.
Right. People don't understand. I'll get in the crane like damn Karate Kid.
Sweep the leg. Sweep
yep.
the leg.
Sweep the leg, Daniel. Daniel, hurry.
Wax on, wax off. Daniel.
Listen to me, I can't do it anymore. I can't do it. Darn it. Focus.
Sweep the leg.
Focus.
Sweep the leg.
Focus.
The zombies are coming.
Daniel-san, you are Fubar.
You are Fubar, Daniel-san.
And your mom is good-looking.
Ali Sheedy's going to turn into a really ugly adult. Don't worry about it.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Remember
sorry.
Daniel-san? I mean, they had, what, 4 karate kids and every one of them? You think from the first one, listen now. The first one, he didn't know crap.
What?
So the guy gets him to paint
right.
and build fences and stuff. He gets all strong. But then in the second, third, and fourth ones, he's still got to fight people because he doesn't cause his problems. He gets punked out all the time throughout the movie. And Miyagi's got to train him again for all 3 of those fights.
It seems like a waste. Maybe he's...
I know. I mean, like, dude, how come nobody ever mentioned Danielson? Did you learn anything from that last 2-hour movie? We
like,
teach you again.
Sometimes I just want to say, hey, Danielson, snap out of it. You're a
but
pussy.
The fourth one, I think it was the fourth one,
nope.
had the ugly
Nobody
chick
cares,
that fought all
dude.
These military dudes on the deck.
Nobody
Remember
cares.
The fourth one with the girl fighting? She was defending the guy.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I'm listening to Georgia Survive Radio. I apologize for my friend's behavior. He's watching too many 80s movies. Gear to survive. Stay safe, everyone.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Your time to get health insurance is running out, but Ambetter from Peach State Health Plan has you covered.
The last day to sign up for a health insurance plan is January 31st, so you need to sign up for Ambetter from Peach State Health Plan today.
Ambetter from Peach State Health Plan offers better coverage at a better price, and it can all be yours if you sign up now.
Call 1-844-292-4328 today. That's 1-844-292-4328.
This is a solicitation for insurance.